Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Valerie Borrell, grateful and thankful to be with you all again this week for another empowerment teaching. We are grateful to those who continue to listen weekly to our radio broadcast. We do invite you to send us any questions, any comments, any ideas you have for teaching. We'd love to hear from you. If you have been blessed by these teachings, we'd like for you to let us know. You can always find us on Facebook, Valerie Borrell, that's B-U-R-R-E-L-L, my husband, Benny M. Borrell. You can find our page, The Empowerment Place, also on Facebook. You can also email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. This week we are excited with the things that God has done with the Empowerment Place family. We are releasing two books, praise God, this week that will be available on Amazon.com. The first book entitled My Reality Revealed, A Journey of Empowerment, which was penned by myself, Valerie, entitled I Am His Daughter, who is authored by myself and my sister, not only my spiritual sister, my blood sister, Prophetess Nina Williams. That book will also be available on Amazon.com at the end of the week. And again, it's entitled, I Am His Daughter. We want to thank you in advance for the outpour of support for these two books and look forward to book signings and other events where we can share these two writings and the others that are to come very soon. This week, our teaching will come from the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 11. We're going to key in on verse 32, and we're going to talk about great exploits, great exploits. We want to thank you for those who have called in already. If at any time you have a question or a comment or you'd like to share, we ask that you please press 1 and we will bring you live. And we thank you for those who are in the chat room. If you have questions, we'll try to get to you as promptly as possible. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, giving you glory, honor, and praise for this time of teaching. Holy Governor, we recognize you as our teacher. You are the divine voice. You are the revealer and the truth. We rely on you now to release what needs to be spoken to your people on tonight. We thank you that truth will flow like never before. And God, that we will all have a better understanding of what it is you've called us to and what it is you desire that we do. Father, we thank you for this now, and we give you the glory, the honor, and praise. We count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Honey, if you have something you'd like to share or you plan to share with me tonight, please press 1 and I will bring you live as well. Amen. So again, tonight we're going to talk about great exploits. And I've heard this teaching, I've read this account many, many times before, and today it just sort of jumped out at me because there were some conflicts. As much as God was moving, things were turning. I mean, there's just been such great momentum in many lives that are connected to the Empowerment Place. There's still lies, areas of conflict between us being who God has called us to be and the way we operate. It's almost as if we don't feel that we are anointed, appointed, called. We're not in position to do great exploits as the word speaks. And I'm gonna go ahead and read that, because I'll get to talking, and I'll get past the word. But let me go there really quick. Bear with me, because I'm in a different place from my husband tonight, y'all. So It feels a little different. I miss my hubby. Okay. Daniel 11. Amen. Oh, it didn't take me where I wanted to go. Yes, I'm going to read verse 32 from the Amplified. It reads this way, and this is part B. But the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and shall stand firm and do exploits for God. And I'll read that again. And this is Daniel 11:32, the B portion. From the Amplified, it reads this way, but the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and shall stand firm and do exploits for God. So the first question someone might ask is, what is a great exploit? What is a great exploit? What is an exploit? What am I expected to do? What is that? Valerie, what is a great exploit? Deed, a great act. And to me, it really speaks to our obedience to what God has called us to do. It speaks to our purpose. It speaks to that which God placed his original intent for our lives. That's what it speaks to. That's the great exploit that God is requiring of us. He requires of us that we be in alignment in every area of our lives, that we are doing things according to how he instructed us to do them, that we're flowing. And you know, when something is flowing, you look at a river that's flowing and it's going over rocks. No matter how big the rock is or no matter how the river bends, the river still moves. There's still movement. It's still a flow there because it's being driven by the power of God. Ooh, yes, I see that. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we have got to be in a place where we can no longer have a conflict within ourselves. We can no longer question our validity in the world because we understand that we are of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world, that we are divine creatures, that we are made in the image of God, and that we have an anointing upon us. We have a call upon us. We have purpose in us that God wants us to carry out, and we have to be able to step into our true identity. And you said, well, Valerie, I hear you. That sounds really good. Do you know how – I don't care. You know what? I don't care. Do y'all hear me what I'm saying tonight? I don't care what anybody has said to you about what you can or cannot do, because the Word of God tells me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when I'm doing things according to what he's spoken, when I'm doing things because I know him and I have a relationship with him, but when I'm doing things because I am strong in him, that I'm not going to worry about what people say about what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. Because one thing we understand, too, is that we're not going to get the applause. We're not going to get the great multitude in the crowd saying, yay, go to it. We're not going to always get that. We're not going to always get even the ones that have been closest to us to be there to shout us on as we're going forth and doing that which God has called us to do. So what does it mean to do a great exploit? It means to obey God according to his original intent for your life. It means that you're going to do it his way, that you're going to fulfill purpose according to what God has spoken. And the next question was, can anybody do this? Can anybody do this? Yeah, anybody can. Anybody that's willing to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. Anyone who's willing to obey the commands of the Lord. Anybody who's willing to take the Bible and let it become a guide for your life. If you're willing to have the relationship with Christ that's needed, yes, then great exploits are for you too. It's not just limited to the pastor and the preacher. This is for all who believe. For all who believe, yes, you are expected. As a minister of reconciliation in the earth, you are expected to fulfill what it is that God has called you to. You're expected to do these things. So, okay, I get that. So exactly what is it? We have got to. This is what's required. And these are easy, but it's powerful. You've got to know God. We've got to know him. We've got to spend time with him. We've got to have sweet communion with him. We've got to have fellowship with him. We have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. We've got to know his voice. We've got to spend time in prayer. Lord, 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 Lord. When you know him, when you know him, when you know him, it gives us a peace, y'all. The word says that, he'll give you peace, peace that passes all understanding. When you know him, when you know him, doing great exploits is a small thing. It's an easy thing because you're not doing it within yourself. You're doing it in his strength and because of the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside of you. And then once you know him, then you're made strong in him. Word says when I'm weak, that's when he makes me strong. And so when you know that you have the power of the Holy Ghost residing on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost who is our truth, who is our guide, the Holy Ghost who speaks to us, when we can depend upon that relationship with the Holy Spirit, fulfilling what God wants us to do in life, again, becomes easy. And even when we're in those moments when we're getting to know who God is and when we're depending on the Holy Spirit for guidance, when you face a challenge, y'all, because challenges are going to come, when challenges show up, you have to look for it being a divine opportunity. Not every challenge is meant to hurt you. Sometimes challenges come to redirect you in the path where you should be going instead of the path that you've chosen. You hear me? Just an exploit. An exploit is something that we do. A great exploit is something that God gives us to do. God, I thank you. Because all of us act some kind of way. That's what an exploit is. It's an act. It's a task. We do that all the time. But a great exploit, a great task, a great act that's given to us by God will sometimes bring with it challenges. But we have to look at each challenge and see God in it. Say, God, okay, what are you doing? What are you saying? What am I supposed to do with this? How am I supposed to move from this space? What's the outcome, God? And then we move. And then we move. We move according to that leads us to fulfill his original intent in the earth. I'm excited about this word tonight. I don't know whether y'all can tell or not, but I am. We do have several callers on the line on tonight. Amen. I would that everybody that's on the line is connected to the empowerment place. If you have a question or a comment, please press 1. I would love for you to hear your idea of what a great exploit is and how you've been able to fulfill your purpose and God's intent for your life on the earth as you're being led by the Holy Spirit. Good evening, husband. I love you. Thank you for joining.
Good evening, listeners. She was talking, you know, we talked about great acts, great exploits, things that happen in appointed time. And so as she was talking, I'm getting excited too because I think about how we look at others. Just this week, one of the guys at work was telling me that he, you know, see all these folks that are, they have made a lot of money, they have done all these things, but then they fall. And he was steadfast and just doing what God would have him to do. And he sees some consistency there, whereas he's not having the issues that other people are having because he understands purpose, and then there's growth. Take myself.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to get off the topic. I was in law enforcement for 30 years, and everybody would say, man, why are you you should be still doing that. You know, you can do consultant work, you can do all of these other things. But at the appointed time, God moves us to where he would want us to be. So I understand that we need to be obedient, and, you know, we have to use wisdom and spiritual insight in order for us to achieve what God has us to do. Anybody that stays on the job 40 years and they're just doing it to maybe take care of their family or whatever, they could probably have more if they would move where God would tell them to move in the appointed time that he would give them. And we see now, I've seen now, more in the marketplace. And this is one of the things that I was talking to you about earlier today, is in the marketplace, we're seeing God move.
Yes.
And a lot of us aren't paying attention to it. We're going to work in the hustle and bustle, and some people don't even want to go to work, but they've been doing this job for all these years. But when you can go in the marketplace and actually praise God, that's where you need to be, doing what he would have you to do, just meeting the people and doing the things that he would have you to do, whatever that marketplace is, you know.
Amen.
Everybody.
But maybe, you know, I'm not sorry to cut you off, but the challenge has been, so many people feel that a part of God's plan, if it's God's plan, it has to be in the ministry. It has to be in the church. That they've not been taught that there is a marketplace assignment, that there are different spheres of influence where God uses us. And because they don't have that knowledge and that understanding, they feel that if they're not working in the church, they're not able to do any type of exploit, be it great or none, any type of exploits for God or for the kingdom of God, because they're not equipped. But that's what we try to instill in our listeners and those who are in our teachings, that there are assignments that God has given us. There are great exploits attached to what it is that God wants us, that are far-reaching, that's not just in the church. It's not just behind the four walls of that building, but there are spheres of influence that God has anointed us and equipped us to do great things in the marketplace, as you stated. And we have to understand that's where ministry and the job come together and work to glorify God. That's what makes that experience great in the eyes of God, to build up his kingdom. And so that's why people have to get away from just thinking that it's one thing or another. No, God said, I'll take all of it. I'll take everything that you've learned in ministry, everything that you know about me, everything that you've experienced with me, and I'll couple it with what I've anointed you to do in the marketplace, and I will be glorified in the midst. Amen.
Yeah, this is a good chapter to read, and seeing how rise and fall
yes.
of different kings and everything occurred. But we must understand that there's an appointed time, and for us to just stand in one spot and consistently do the same thing over and over and over, I would say it's not short lived, because you just keep doing the same thing over and over. But purpose.
But when you're looking at doing, when you're looking at doing great exploits, there's a cost, and it takes obedience. It takes having a discerning spirit. And one thing that we have to do, you know, the word tells us to don't let your good be evil spoken of. And that's one thing that we have to be careful about in this season too, especially with believers, that we have to create a distinguishing reputation with the work that God has given us. We don't have to be like everybody else. We don't have to do it like everybody else, but we have to do it the way that God has given it to us. And people have to be able to distinguish, oh, I know him. Well, the word is, I know him, but who are you? let people be able to distinguish the truth of what resides on the inside of you. Make sure that you look like who you say your daddy is. So that the work that you're doing and the exploits that you're a part of can be made great because they are of God. And again, the word says, when you know him, when you know their God, you're going to have power and strength, and you're going to be able to do what it is that God has called you to do. I'm excited. I've got Pastor Tori and Prophet Nina and is that Minister Angela or Pastor Apostle Gloria? I don't have my good glasses on, but I know it's another 804. Amen. I wish that you all would come. We've got a few more minutes just to share your thoughts and the great works that you've done, because everyone on this line has done great exploits. Just share with our listening audience on tonight the great things that God has used you to bring forth through your obedience. Husband, would you share some of the great exploits you've experienced as you're growing, as we're both growing in the things of God and even with what we've just transitioned to? Amen.
Just so many things. I don't even know how to home in on any specific thing. But just an example of how I worked in different schools, and I remember working in a school, and they said we shouldn't have took prayer out of school. Well, they're not understanding that there are what you call prayer intercessors, and you're not believing what God says that he would do. Because prayer, you can't take prayer out of a school. Not if that's saying that every one of those kids that lay down at night, before they lay down at night, that is taught to pray, then their prayer doesn't work. That's what you're telling them when you tell them that they took prayer out of school. So what I'm saying is, I used to work in the school, and I'd walk through the halls, and through the halls, you know, and that's what praying without ceasing. I'm praying, and I'm, you know, those are the
interceding on their behalf. Yeah. Amen.
Monday morning at 5 o'clock every Monday morning, the empowerment place, prayer intercessors are actively. That's a great exploit. They are praying for people who are asleep. They're praying for people all over the world, and that's just a great exploit right there, in my opinion. Having somebody that has that much obedience that they can get up at 5 o'clock in the morning when they just went to bed at 1, and they got to be at work at 8.
Amen.
To be able to do that consistently.
Well, we thank God, and we know that we're able to do that and all the other things that he has called us to. Because we know him, and because we spend time with him, because we take heed to his voice, praise God. Whew, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Understanding that as we continue to be built up in our faith and our confidence, we'll be able to overcome temptation. We'll be able to overcome evil. We'll be able to overcome doubt. And once we become strong in ourselves, you know, we have to stop depending on other people. Be happy that God is happy. Be happy with that, to know that God is pleased with the work that you're doing to build up his kingdom on earth. Be pleased with that. Oh, God, thank you. God, thank you. God, thank you. Woo, glory. God bless you, Pastor Tori Lynn.
Good evening. You guys are on fire today.
Amen. Amen.
But Elder did say something I was thinking about when he was talking about prayer being removed from the schools. But he was correct in saying that they may have removed the words, but they can't remove prayer from the schools when you have prayer warriors that work in the schools and
Amen.
Any of these other jobs that we have. And so it is our job to anoint those places. It is our job to pray for those places and those people when we are on site. That is one of our mandates, just like you said.
Amen.
But when we're talking about doing great things for the Lord, we have to remember that it's not all the great things that we think of as great and mighty things, but anything that we're doing for him is great.
Amen.
And if we
Amen.
Looking at the preachers and the teachers and thinking that we can, that we have to do things that way, but God's kingdom is made up of different people with different jobs that they have to do, and if everybody is on their mark and doing what they're supposed to do, then that's when God's will is being done. So whatever you do for the Lord is a great exploit, whether it seems small to you, but it's mighty to God. So don't not do it
Amen.
Because you don't, that is, you're not, that you're not going to make any kind of impact in the kingdom. Any and everything that you do for the Lord is going to make an impact in the kingdom.
Amen. God bless you. Prophetess Nina, amen. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening. And I'll just piggyback off of what Pastor Tori was saying. It's not always about those big things that, you know, people would expect. It's just the small things. Because I think I shared with you, you know, sometimes in my role in human services, you know, I think I was telling you, sometimes I get these phone calls from clients that aren't mine to really deal with. But in those moments, I'm like, why am I even talking to this person? But as a conversation continues, there's something that's released to me that they needed to hear. And so then the purpose of the call is revealed to me. And I know that it was an ordained act that God wanted this person to connect with me, and there was something that I needed to release to that person so that they could continue on. So, like she
Amen.
Was saying, it's not always about the big. Sometimes it's just that small word and that small encouragement that we could offer that we think is really nothing but has such a huge impact on the person that, you know, you're relaying it to. It could just be confirmation of something maybe that they've heard that they just needed to hear again, or maybe it's just to pick them up and encourage them to let them know that they are not alone and there's someone else out there, you know, on their behalf that's advocating for them. I think sometimes this really makes a difference. So this was definitely a great lesson to be a part of this evening. So I thank you for that.
Amen. Thank you all so much. We're down to about a minute left. Amen. Thank you all for your input on tonight. We want to let you know, listeners, we will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. The dial-in is 605-475-4700. Is that correct, ladies?
I have it on speed dial.
I was going to say, so do I.
It's 605-475-4700. If it's not, please find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. It will be posted there. But if you have any prayer requests, we ask that you please send them on Facebook or email them to empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Father, we thank you for this teaching time. We thank you for the words that have been deposited in the hearts, minds, and spirits of your people. God, we thank you that this world will manifest, oh God, to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Until next week, we love you. Be empowered. Good night.